no revolt, no uprising, no fighting, no war, only the Prince of Peace. Jesus writing on this coal, if you were to look up Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9, this is Jesus fulfilling prophecy made earlier in the Bible. It says, "Everyone in Jerusalem, celebrate and shout, for your king has won a victory, and he is coming to you. He is humble, and he rides on a donkey. He comes on a colt of a donkey. Hosanna. Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Travel with me." Sometimes I'll ask the kids to put their imagination cap on. I'm going to ask you to put your imagination cap on with me today and travel. I want you to go back to, I want you to hear the people shouting, "Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Though many misunderstood why Jesus was coming, their words were spot on. Words are so powerful. They can usher in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They can cut and they can tear down. They can gossip and they can destroy. They can love and they can lift up. They can build up a church, but they can also crack its foundation. And they can completely tear a church apart. These words that we look at today are lifting up the body of Christ. They are building up the church. These words ushered in Jesus as he prepared for Holy Week, as he prepared to go to the cross, as he prepared to die, to take our sins upon himself, as he prepared to go to hell for 3 days and then to come back so that I could be forgiven, so that you could be forgiven. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, in the highest heaven. Just as words are so powerful in what is said and even what is left unsaid, so are actions. Today, let's look at some of the actions of the people that are present in this story. And we'll see if our own actions might maybe mimic their actions. There were those people in the story who had a donkey. They had a donkey and a colt. And they were willing to share that donkey with others. These are your friends, your neighbors, who don't come over to the fence and watch you work. These are your friends who come over and help you. They get their hands dirty. They give you a helping hand. They let you borrow their tools. They don't expect them back. They don't expect anything in return. These are people who are willing to give. They help serve at the church. Whenever something is needed, they're always available. Then there's those people who took their cloak. They took their jackets off and they threw them on the ground, on the dirty ground. Not that Jesus was going to walk on them, but a donkey was going to walk. They're willing to get their clothes dirty to show honor to Jesus. However, it almost seems that once Jesus walks by, that possibly they grab their coat, they dust it off, put it on, and go home. This may be representative of somebody who comes in church, and they have a great appearance of being here, but then they forget about what's talked about, and they don't put into practice what they have learned. They leave unchanged. They participate in the worship service, but then nothing really changes on the outside. They did their part, but they put their coat on and go home. Then there were those in the community who didn't do anything. They did absolutely nothing. They didn't give a donkey. They didn't throw down their coat. They didn't worship. They focus on the world and they don't focus on Jesus. They're busy and they're uninterested. They're missing the greatest thing in life, a relationship with Jesus. They've been invited to the parade, but they've decided that they were too busy to come and that they didn't want to show up. They desire the things of this world, not the things of God. They don't know Jesus. They don't know forgiveness. They don't know peace. They don't know life with Him. And ultimately, they're hopeless. And finally, there's one other group. They're the group of people in the middle of the parade that are either behind Jesus or in front of Him. And they're shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." These are the people that are proclaiming the good news of Jesus. They're worshiping at church. They're attempting to model Christ-like behavior at work, at home, at school, wherever they find themselves. They're not ashamed of Jesus. They have joy with him, and they want to share the peace that comes in knowing Jesus. These little snippets about these four groups of people that were present at the triumphal entry are not probably 100% accurate. I maybe read a little bit in there and brought it back to the church. But these are all categories. Depending on where we are in life, typically we're going to fall into one of these. Today, the goal that I would ask you in wrapping up this service, and today as you find yourself hopefully resting some on the Sabbath, is to take an internal checklist and to ask yourself, how am I honoring God? Does your life bring glory to Him? When you leave today, when you go back to your normal life on Monday, where will you be in representation to where the people were in Jerusalem? Will you be off to the side? Will you be giving of a donkey? Will you be throwing your cloaks out? Or will you be shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens." Will that be your victory cry this week? Or will you be somewhere else? Amen.